escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You guys want to know something weird? So I got a text message. You ever get a text message from a number you don't recognize, right? And I'm holding this up for the guys. There's no name, right? And obviously, this was sent by somebody that I know, but I didn't pay attention to it. And it reads, fractured elbow, confirmed. And I'm like, what the hell is this?
Who?
This was like earlier today.
Whose elbow? Who?
This happened, you know, and I'm like, I don't know who this is. Early today, mid-morning maybe. Well, we just got a report. So first of all, Jurickson Profar, right? He is back. We know that. Verdugo designated for assignment. They also have brought back Hernandez, Mike, Daysbell Hernandez, from his rehabilitation assignment and reinstated him from the injured list. Mm-hmm. And then at the bottom of this release from the Braves, it says the club additionally recalled left-handed pitcher Austin Cox to Atlanta and placed right-handed pitcher Spencer Schwellenbach on the 15-day injured list, dating back to June 29th, with a fractured right elbow. And we all just, this show, everybody on the show just kind of put their hands on their head and went, wait a minute, Schwelly is now on the, he's hurt?
Right.
Mike, it's over. We are in too critical of a stretch right now before the All-Star break, trying not to be out 15 or 16 games. We're 11 and a half out.
And you lose Chris Sale to God knows when, a week before Labor Day, mid-August. You're going to roll him out coming off that ribcage injury and expect him to just roll right in? So just when you think it can't get any worse, what's that line from The Hobbit? Yes, Mr. Frodo, it's over now.
Now I got to put on this text. Who this? Anyways, thank you. I had no idea what you were talking about. And by the way, I had a doctor's appointment today, man. I had to go get some lab work.
Everything cool?
I hope so.
But they found a vein?
No. Well, the dude did a really good job.
Yeah.
I got to tell you. He was from the islands.
See? Oh, cool. Because sometimes I feel like a pincushion when I go to Dr. Bobby. And the lady's like, oh, hold on. Sitting there like, oh, man. Please find something that works.
Well, he took his time. And he, you know, Mikey, he had that thing. He's like, you know, from down there in Jamaica. He's like, hold on. Let me find your vein. And so he's got me
squeezing. Let me get you right now with a mainline.
I'm squeezing the ball, right? He's got me tied up like I'm a heroin addict. You know, I'm like squeezing this ball. And I'm like, do you not see it? He's like, no, it's fine. It's fine. And so he's taking his time. I'm like, he's going to have a problem. I'm about to get stuck like 8 times. Yeah. He hit it on the mark.
No worries, mine. No worries.
No worries. No worries. He hit it on the mark. But I say that to say the doc today, I went to go see.
What do you think, Boom, Dreadlock, Rasta, I'm going to be doing with your arm now?
I'm like, man, you did a good job. And then he looks at me and he just shook his head.
Keep making a fist, no.
Yeah, keep squeezing. But the doc I went to go see is a listener, man. So Doc Munoz, I got to give him a big shout out.
Nice.
It was funny. It's weird to be in a doctor's office and you're like, hey, so I know I'm here for some labs. And he's like, hey, by the way, you and Bell. And I'm like, thank you, man. Now back to my medical history. But Dr. Munoz, appreciate you, bro. And yeah, I got that blood drawn today. But he did a good job, man. I'm not too banged up.
I laid down, like, this true story, Day-Day. My boy, Jamie, we went to FAMU. We were, like, best friends in Tallahassee. And we rode dirt bikes. I had, like, an old Suzuki. Like, it was an RM250. And we rode over the mountains from Falmouth, Jamaica, to Kingston to see Yellow Man. Yes, I was the white guy. But Yellow Man and Third World opened up. And I laid the bike down going back to Falmouth. Mm. And we went to this little clinic in the middle of nowhere. And the lady said, I can't do the full patois. But she's like, something's like, we're going to get you set up now. Put some peroxide.
Oh,
and she
yeah.
just poured peroxide down my leg from the road rash. You'll be okay. Fine. No.
They speak fast. Yeah.
Get in
right?
the salt water. Be good. No.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Get in the water. What'd you say? Get in the water.
Salt water is okay. Yeah. I can do that. But that's awesome. So just regular checkup?
Yeah, just regular stuff. I just need to get some labs done. But I was thinking about it because Doc, you know, of course, he wanted to talk about, you know, he's like, and speaking of the beer, he was like, don't you guys? I was like, yes, we do, Doc. Back to my history. So anyways, man, I say all that to say that's not good news for the Braves. Guys, we're talking about hitting and thinking too much and all this stuff today and how Brian Snicker is just – he's at his wit's end.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's at his wit's end.
But, I mean, now – so Carl and I have been joking around about, okay, I need – two starters,
yeah, okay.
A closer,
right,
another
yeah.
man. I mean, maybe you're okay with the setup, man. I need, well, the Profar will be your left fielder. So I guess you could just say that the team will eventually start hitting and you just go get a bunch of starting pitching. But you're going to have to give all of your young prospects that we just talked about. Is this, whether you think, Carl, they're worth it or not?
Or not.
I just don't think this is a year. If you believe in your prospects in the minors, normally I'm all for moving everybody and let's put our hat in the ring, all the chips in. Maybe this isn't the year to do that.
Mm.
Maybe this is a year you just got no one to fold them.
Again, Austin Cox recalled. Schwelly, 15-day injured list dating back to June 29th. He'll be back. But when you start talking a fractured right elbow,
yeah,
what does that mean?
I mean, that's not going to – he ain't coming back in 15 days. I mean, they're going to redesignate that. That it's not just like with Chris Sale. They slow rolled that one. We found out it was very much more serious than anyone anticipated.
I know. All right.
I'm not trying to accuse them of pulling a fast one. I mean, everybody kind of deals in this sort of opaque language about the injuries. But come on.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know where this is going.
It's tough right now. It's hard. Was it hard times? Right. It's hard times.
These are hard times for the Brave, Daddy.
It really is. Mm. Hey, man. I want to hear from you guys. You can hit us up, as I said. Coming up, by the way, we will get a chance to talk to Grant a little bit later on today. Look, all of this stuff is new. Like, this is all new from last night, outside of the fact that we lose to the Angels. So you just got some more challenges with this Braves team. Man, I'm ready for the All-Star break. I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, can we just get give me a week, kind of let me see what this reset looks like. Because my fear, though, is, and again, I don't know what we do in this series or the next, 10 days.
Right.
But my fear is, being 11 and a half out right now, that we look up and we head into the All-Star break, and it's our worst fear, Mike, which was we're 14 or 15 out, and now it looks hopeless.
Right.
Because you're not 8 or 9, right? And again, you've already shown through this meat of this schedule within our division, we weren't really good.
And then on top, the cherry on top of this crap Sunday, Carl and I were talking about it off the air. Man, I hope Ronald doesn't get himself into a little slump, because he came off like a house of fire. He's been tearing it up. He's on the All-Star team, and there's a bunch of strikeouts now the last couple of games. And last night,
he's watching all these other guys.
Right. I mean, hey, I got to go hit a 5-run homer. But I mean, he took the sombrero. He hadn't done that, they said, since 2020.
Yeah, it's a long time. It's a long time. You know, in golf, right, when the guy tees off in front of you, you're like, yeah, go ahead. And he hits it, and it's crap. Yeah. And then you get up there, and you're like, yeah, and you knew crap. That's what
it's
that
contagious.
Was. It is. Good hitting is, and so is bad hitting. All right, man, let's get to 4th and 1. Lamar Jackson. Dominator, can I hear Lamar talking about wanting to be more of a vocal leader? He says, being vocal with my guys, and that's something he wants to do more of. Look, all these guys grow into these roles. Lamar's been and turned into a great quarterback, Mike, but obviously he feels like this is somewhere he's lacking. Mm-hmm. And so he was talking about the hardest adjustment in the NFL.
Okay. I'm going to say being leader because I'm really not outspoken, like being vocal with my guys, like, oh, let's do this and that. Got a great motivational speech. I don't have that. You know, I just pretty much lead by example. I go out there, I'm going to work hard, I expect that out of you. Mm-hmm. But as I've been growing in the league, it's like, nah, you got to talk to the guys. Coaches and stuff like to tell me, I talk to the guys. I'm like, all right. Now I talk to them one-on-one, but certain things I'm seeing, I got to voice it more. I voice my opinion more to those guys.
Interesting.
Hey, look, everybody kind of matures at their own, you know, level. One thing for certain, we knew from the day he stepped foot in there in Baltimore, they love this guy. His players love him. The team loves him. You know, like I said, I've always been impressed with this guy from his time in Louisville on. So, yeah, that's just another chapter. Hey, maybe that was something that he, you know, thought about. He needs to be more that up front. Some guys don't want to lead by example. I think Michael Penix Jr. has got a quiet confidence, but I think he'll be that dude. I think as he takes this, you know, the mantle of leadership for this team, I think you see that dog in Michael Penix. He was a captain in Washington.
Yep.
He'll be that guy here, too.
I agree. Bill Barnwell put out an article, guys, called NFL Bag Hall of Fame. And he's talking about, yeah, getting your bag. We're talking about money. And Mike said this to me as we started the show today. He goes, you know who made this list? And I'm like, no, who? Take a guess. Mike, tell the people who made this list.
Well, we can go chronologically. Prime time. Played on a lot of teams. They got a lot of loot. Revis Island.
Okay.
In there as well. And then ultimately you get to the more contemporary period. You've got Matthew Stafford and one Kirk Cousins.
Oh, Cousins is on the list.
No one has won less and done more in the bank department than Kirk Cousins as far as the playoffs.
Yeah, he talks about many players doing great work on the field, but this also has to do with guys who got big bags, right? And then you talk about how that happened over and over for them. And Cousins is just a unique case study.
Right.
Because, again, the money, Mike, he's been paid like he's Tom Brady. And I'm being serious. We all think Brady was the highest paid guy when he was in his prime with New England. He never was. He was never that guy. And he made a lot of money, and certainly he's not wanting for anything. But the point is, you got a guy in Kirk Cousins, when you start talking about career earnings,
right,
like he's up there. And that's what's crazy about this, and it's happened over and over again.
They're saying the only person in the phrase from Bill Barnwell in the same stratosphere as Cousins as far as earning money as a free agent, talking about extensions, was Drew Brees, who made more than $256 million
wow,
after signing with the Saints. It earned every freaking penny.
No, he did. He was great.
It is interesting. Look, you can – we support everybody's hustle. You know, and in some cases, I defended Kirk Cousins. I thought that the Minnesota defense let him down the year the Giants beat him. That was probably one of the more stinging playoff losses. But his rep is his rep. He doesn't win the playoffs.
Going into someone's trap and trying to take over their trap.
Yeah, we're still trying to do that. I mean, we're still trying to do that, unfortunately.
But, yeah. Revis Island, remember that was one of the good Hard Knocks seasons when Revis was holding out. And Rex Ryan was stuffing his face with pretzel M&Ms.
They had a good defense that year. But Revis, yeah, man, I'm with you. And then they were like, we got to pay him. Rex Ryan, right, we got to pay him. Hey, man, we're talking about what's going on around the NFL.
Hey, we had talked about, you know, on the show, whenever you see something, and it's a headline, it's about alleged assault. And we always say, look, if there's guys acting like cavemen and you can prove it and they did it, hey, lock them up, throw away the key. But this is interesting because it involves the Buffalo Bills and a first-round pick, corner Maxwell Hairston, University of Kentucky.
Mad Max.
We talked about him pre-draft for us, maybe being there. Apparently a civil suit for an incident that allegedly happened back in 2021. So it was an allegation of sexual assault. It's not a criminal charge. But remember, the Bills cut loose Matt Araiza, the San Diego State punter, who the alleged victim of a sexual assault later recanted her story, and he was not charged. But his reputation was crap, and he lost his contract.
He did.
So I wonder if they look at this, and again, you can accuse anyone of anything in a civil suit, but it just, I mean, I wonder if they give it a little more patience and leeway.
I think they do. I think they do. And we're not, no disrespect, we're not talking about a kicker, we're talking about a first-round corner.
Right.
That's just where it is. So he will get more leeway, but he's really good. I think he improves the Bills' defense, but we'll see where that goes, man. Hmm. Hey, man, coming up, we got to find out from Day-Day what happened last night as he went to the game. Was that seat empty?
Did Dylon man up?
That's on the way.
And is his house in order?
But before we get to that, we got to talk to our buddy Mike Conti about what's going on with the Hawks in the offseason. Guys, there are other teams in the East who all of a sudden look as intriguing as we do. We'll get into that with Mike Conti coming up.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Discussions going on behind the scenes as if we are Braves management, and we're not. Mike Conti's in here. It's Dukes and Bell, and we were just talking about how unfortunate the situation is right now for our Braves, and we're not talking about last night's loss. If you are just joining us, Spencer Schwellenbach, now on the 15-day IL, and Mike was just saying it's probably going to be longer than that, as we assume it would be with Chris Sale, a fractured right elbow.
According to MLB.com and Mark Bowman, he felt sore the day after he pitched against the Phillies. That's on Saturday. It's described by the organization as a small fracture. They're saying he won't throw for 4 weeks. So there's an expectation he'll pitch again in September.
Wait, 4 weeks? That's... What about August?
Well, that's he won't pitch again. And if he's not going to pitch, then there'll be some rehab, and then who friggin' knows?
All right.
I'm not an orthopedist, but bad juju.
All right. Sale's already out. Now Schwellenbach at least 4 weeks, but we kind of get a sense it might be longer than that. Grant McCauley's on the way, coming up a little bit later on in the show. Mike Conti is in here, guys. Does pre-half and post-four, of course, are Atlanta Hawks, and does a terrific job with all the Hawks stuff that he does. And we wanted to bring him in because we've been the talk, and Mike, I want to get your thoughts on this offseason so far. Amongst the show here, we've been saying it looks like Charlotte's making moves, Detroit's making moves, but we have been the focus this week, and when you talk about the NBA, and now we're plus 900 to win the Eastern Conference, guys. I don't know what the odds were last few years, but we weren't even close.
No, and it really is remarkable how just a few moves here or there can change the complexion of everything on top of what has happened elsewhere in the Eastern Conference. You know, Indiana has gotten worse. Turner's gone. Halliburton's out for the year. Boston's gotten worse. Tatum out for the year. They get rid of Porzingis. Derek White might be next, according to some reports. I still think Cleveland, New York, Detroit, there are going to be some teams up there that the Hawks still need to add more to their roster in order to be in that group. I think Cleveland right now with New York and Detroit, that is a group at the top of the Eastern Conference. I think the Hawks are maybe just outside that group right now. But they've done a great job this week. I went on a show in Washington, D.C. last night, and the host said the Hawks and the Rockets are really the two teams in the NBA that he believes have improved themselves the most over the last week, and it's hard to argue against that.
This team has really excited a lot of people. I think we were impressed to talk to Ansi Selle in person and to have a vision and to really execute it. How much of this now hinges now? Do you want to get another big? Because, you know, you still have to worry about load management realistically with Porzingis. Or do you want to get a backup for Trey, upgrade the guard?
Both. I think they need to do both. Larry Nance walked. He went to Cleveland. So, you know, that was maybe your third big on the roster. Now you're probably going to have to look at going out and getting someone. I know they're high on Muhammad Gay, and he played really, really well down the stretch coming up from College Park for them last year, but you're probably still looking at one more big, because if you get anything more than 55 or 60 games out of Porzingis, that's a bonus, just based on his career history. And I still think they need to address the backup point guard. They do have Kobe Bufkin. They do have Eat Krejci. But this is the type of year where, boy, if you had like a 2019 vintage Lou Williams, that would work really, really well.
Right.
Trey is not going to be able to play 40 minutes a night. Quinn usually plays a 9 or a 10-man rotation every night. Veet Krejci might fit into that. He's a good three-point shooter. His defensive numbers are surprisingly very, very good. I think a lot of people don't realize that. I still would feel a little bit better about the Hawks going into the season if they found a veteran. Right. If they found, you know, they're plenty young right now. If they found a veteran to be that backup point guard, and I think there's still some value out there. But Nickeil Alexander-Walker, even Luke Kennard, they could be in that mix. They could bring the ball up if they have to. They still have, I think, at least one more exemption that they can use to add another player. They're not at the roster limit of 15 players yet, so there is still room with which to work here if they want to add a backup center and a backup point guard.
Mike Conte in studio with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Yeah, man, no man's on the way. Find out if that seat was taken last night at the Braves game with Day-Day. Mike, what are your thoughts on Giannis? And do you think he stays or goes? And if he goes, is there any chance?
Well, he was doing a lot on social media yesterday.
Yes,
he was. He was.
I'm so back and forth on this Giannis thing. Like, I felt like he was in pretty good shape with Milwaukee and that he would stay there. And then, you know, they waived Dame, and he seems to be upset about that. He didn't seem very happy that they got rid of Brook Lopez, but then they brought in Miles Turner, which I think is an upgrade from Brook Lopez. Whatever. I think there is probably a slight chance that Giannis is going to be dangled by the Milwaukee Bucks. Are the Hawks a front runner for Giannis? There's a team down in Miami that I think could be a really big player in a Giannis sweepstakes. And for a guy like Giannis, who is still an all-NBA caliber player, a difference maker, someone who could win you a championship, he's going to assess his options. And I don't know if Atlanta is going to be on the top of the list if, say, the Miami Heat or the Brooklyn Nets present themselves as possible options. There's a little more potential when it comes to off-the-court good things, such as endorsements and celebrity status and whatever, that might not come with being in Atlanta. The other thing, too, the price to get Giannis would be exceptionally steep. I thought Turtle did a good job outlining it last night. Milwaukee is going to have to get Risacher and probably Jalen Johnson and probably that
Pelicans pick.
Yeah, that you're. I'm calling it the precious. You know, that likely
my
be,
precious.
That
pick.
Likely to be top five pick next year. Milwaukee's not going to give away Giannis. Like, they're going to want young, attractive pieces in return. And I think the price might just be a little bit too steep right now for the Hawks to do that.
I don't know if it's just wishful thinking in Detroit, but if he wants to stay, Giannis loves that Rust Belt aesthetic, Carl. Pistons are making moves. We talked about Carolina, or Charlotte, I should say.
Yeah. Watch Chicago, too, for Giannis.
Right.
Because they have a lot of room to bring him on, and that's another big market.
And we talked about it. You know, they got Caris LeVert wound up there. They just got Duncan Robinson.
Yes.
Sign and trade with the Heat.
Yeah.
Apparently interested in Devin Booker. Pistons leapfrogged us about a year ago.
Yeah.
You know, with Cade Cunningham. Imagine Cade Cunningham and Giannis on the same floor.
I wouldn't want to play them. You know, and then everything on top of, you know, the Jane and Ivies and everything else that they've assembled. I think they still have beef stew for some toughness like that. They're tough.
They are.
Detroit has really, they've kind of followed the Oklahoma City paradigm. In fact, in some ways, exactly the Oklahoma City paradigm, where you draft a guy and sit him for a year, but you've identified a player that you're going to build around, and you find the complementary pieces. OKC did that with Chet Holmgren. You know, they drafted him and they sat him for a year. That's what the Pistons did. They drafted Cade. They sat him for a year. That ended up working out. They also identified that Cade was the player that they wanted to build around, and they've done a really good job assembling complementary pieces. And now, like, I really feel strongly Detroit is a top four team in the Eastern Conference right now. I think they and Orlando, the Hawks have done a really good job. They're going to make a jump based on what they're doing. But I look at Detroit and Orlando as two teams that have vaulted from out of the first round to maybe winning a couple rounds in this year's playoffs, depending on what happens, as I said, with Cleveland and, you know, maybe the Knicks.
I agree. Let's talk about the Knicks real quick here before we let you go. They are expected to hire, at least according to reports, two-time NBA Coach of the Year, Mike Brown. Mike and I were talking about, you know, Tibbs and his toughness and how it kind of just fit and grimy, you know, with New York. And like, all right, my guys play that way. Listen, I think Mike Brown's a really good coach. I don't know if this is an upgrade, per se, but it's the not. Knicks were like, they were in a between a rock and a hard place.
No, it's not an upgrade. I think they thought they could get Jason Kidd from Dallas. Credit to the Mavericks for holding the line on that, and maybe the compensation was just too much for the Knicks to overcome. Did you see the report that Dawn Staley at the last minute kind of got into that mix with the Knicks? I think Dawn Staley could be an outstanding NBA head coach. I think players would really respect her. I don't know if the Knicks would be maybe the team and the media market where it would work out the best for her as her first job. Right.
I mean, you get your best season in over 25 years, and to go to an experiment just seems a bit
trite. It's so much pressure, too.
Right.
So much pressure. I mean, they've run Phil Jackson out of town.
That's right.
You know, you can have Red Auerbach there, and the media will run him out of town. So, but I like Mike Brown as a coach. I mean, we're obviously familiar with what he's done here in Atlanta. I think he's a good coach. I don't think the Knicks necessarily will suffer as a result of making this hire, but I certainly don't think they got their first choice.
Hey, a crazy idea. We were talking about the backup point guard. You think Trey would be cool if they brought Chris Paul in?
Yeah.
Chris Paul played. You know, he really played. He played all the games last year, all 82.
Yeah, that's an interesting. I think you guys even brought up Dennis Schroeder's name. I think
that's Schroeder.
Trey would be a lot happier with Chris Paul than Dennis Schroeder.
No doubt.
What's the price tag on Chris Paul? You know, is he going to
made $10 million last year?
Okay, now that's in your price range.
10.4 last year.
And if he's cool with coming off the bench, I like Chris Paul a lot. And you talk about what the Hawks need with a veteran voice. I think he's still the head of the players union or the player rep in the players union.
He's very well respected.
Very well respected and can still play. Not a bad idea. But again, that's more of a CP3. Like, are you comfortable with going and playing behind Trae Young? They're different types of players.
Yeah.
They're very different types of players. And then also you would have the durability questions about Chris Paul. I mean, he's coming up now on 20 years in the league. But not a bad idea, you know.
Okay.
I look at a guy like Kobe Bufkin, who I do think can develop into a decent backup point guard in the NBA. If you had Chris Paul to this team, what a mentor for Kobe Bufkin to learn from.
But great D.
Yeah, and it sets you up for the future. Dennis Schroeder, $45 million, Sacramento.
To Sacramento.
Yeah.
Sacramento, a team that reportedly had been discussing trading for Trae Young. Not really recently, but that had been a report in, I forget when that came out. Was it a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago, that Sacramento was one of the teams looking at Trae. Dennis going to Sacramento.
Instead, you get me the booby prize.
I'm just saying, don't rule anything out for anything right now.
I will never forgive Dennis Schroeder for wrapping that Audi R8 car in gold. That was so tacky.
No, it was.
It was noticeable. I mean, you knew when you parked next to that car, it was definitely Dennis. I mean, it was not, just some guy from Buckhead. It was Dennis's car.
Or Goldfinger.
They got De'Aaron Fox, right? That's why they needed a point guard. Spurs ended up trading, getting De'Aaron Fox, and that's why Conte's talking about they were looking, to try to make a deal either for Trey or somebody else. And Trey Steele here, guys. We got an interesting team, and we're going to be talking a lot about it here on the show. Mike, thank you, man. Have a great 4th of July.
You too. Yes, absolutely, guys.
All right, guys. We got more to get to. Yeah, man, no man's on the way. We will find out what Dylan did last night, okay? He produces the morning shift, and he had an opportunity to go with Day-Day to the Braves game. Did he take him up on it? Or did she crack the whip?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
And Bell. Well, Braves fans, we've got more issues. Oh, it is Dukes and Bell. If you're just joining us, as we were talking about all this stuff at the plate and why guys are thinking as much as they are and Brian Snicker saying, I don't know, we find out that Spencer Schwellenbach is going on the IL, and he's got a fractured right elbow. And Mike and I, again, when we found this out about, oh, I don't know, 40 minutes ago or maybe a little bit earlier than that, we both were just like, okay, so Sale is out, Schwelly is out, Grant was great last night. Grant Holmes was great last night, but you didn't score any runs. That's what has happened with this team. And then you're going, okay, well, the only guy left is Strider that you trust. Everybody else is dealing with something right now.
I mean, Grant, like, you wasted a great effort from Grant Holmes. We're going to hear about that in just a second because Day-Day was there to see that flaccid effort by the Braves.
Don't say it.
Lifeless.
Don't say
listless.
It. Flaccid.
But yes, I mean, Grant Holmes, he did his job. If we cut that down, when are we going to DFA that De Los Santos, by the way? Man, he's on my list, too. But again, we're running out of guys. Got no dudes. But anyway, this is brutal. You get Jurickson and Profar back. You mentioned bringing Austin Cox up to Atlanta. Daysbell Hernandez rehab. They move him from the injured list. So eventually things are starting to come into play. But you're losing. You said it. You got Grant Holmes and Schwellen. No, Grant Holmes and Strider.
That's it. And you're still not hitting.
And Elder throws batting practice every other day.
All right. This is where we're at.
I mean, not literally. I mean, that's what it seems like when he's on pitching.
It does, man. We'll talk more about it. Let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
All righty. Hump day it is. And we're getting closer to that 4th of July holiday and time off.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. All right, guys. So, yes, I know you want to know. I started to send you a picture early on as I arrived myself at the bottom of the second inning.
You still didn't make the anthem.
Well,
huh?
with that rain delay and
everything,
because I don't live far from the stadium.
Okay, gotcha.
So I was like, let me just kind of hang tight sure this thing's going to blow over, all that good stuff.
By the way, did you see that? I'm going to save it for Guy Talk. The phenomenon that occurred outside the stadium that looked
one
like
of the
a
ushers
tornado?
Showed it to me, yeah.
Oh, scary.
Yeah, it was scary.
I mean, I got to be honest. If I was walking in the battery and I saw that out of the corner of my eye, I'd probably just go get a drink and hunt. But anyway, I hear you.
So, I kind of hung back for that. But anyway, I get there, and I figured Dylan, obviously, with the storm, he'd kind of wait a little bit too. And he did so. And there was a period of loneliness, I shall say. But he showed up.
Hey!
He showed up. And we hung out, and we had a couple of brewskis and enjoyed ourselves, had a great time.
So you're telling me he told his lady?
He stood, what'd he say? He stood on business. He moved how he want to move.
That's what he said.
Dylan said, be still, woman. Had enough of this. I'm going with my man. With my man? It's a man's world. I'm going to the ball game with my buddy.
But the funny thing
was exactly what he said.
After we posted the picture of us hanging out, all the different comments, and even she got in there with some comments, but it was just funny just to see everybody saying Dylan kind of
Dylan's woman was sniping.
Dylan kind of standing up for himself.
Really?
But all jokes aside,
she was sniping last night.
Simone she's a great girl, man. She's a young woman coming up in this sports industry. So.
Where's the pants in the family? Apparently.
But I did have to say thank you to her for letting him.
I loved it.
What do you mean let?
I mean,
that's what happened.
I mean, you're in a relationship.
That's what happened.
Becky lets you do things.
Becky, yeah, damn right I do. I do what I want. My man.
You're right. She did let him. She let him go.
Let him, yeah.
I love this morning. I heard this fool say, what's up, Damon? Or Daylon? Or Dylon? He said, I was really concerned about how she might feel, and then I realized she didn't care. Okay.
Which is what we tried to tell him.
Yes. But either way, man, I'm glad he showed up.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you guys had a good time.
Yes.
See, sometimes we got to bring the best out of these people.
Yeah.
You know, if we don't do that yesterday, he's still being a coward, Mike.
Right. I mean, you're living in fear. You're living in fear in your own house, so you're not the master of your home. A man, Carl, it's somewhere in the Old Testament, must be the master of his home, right?
That's what it says.
Is that Leviticus?
In the good book.
Yes. A man must be the master of his home.
So, hopefully.
And the master of what he wants to do on a Tuesday night.
He's standing on business. All
right? Yeah.
Now, we all know we won't see you until the next Super Bowl. But it's all good.
Right.
But I mean, and by the way, you and I, we don't name names, but we got some buddies. They are so whipped. It's unbelievable. I got a buddy, Ron. Remember last? Took 3 years to get a permission from his wife to go to Tallahassee for a game.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Stand up.
Well, he did.
Be a man.
He showed up, so I'm glad he did. It's actually my first time hanging out with any of you all outside of work, believe it or not.
Yeah,
I've never
man.
Had a chance to do that. Dylan's
a good dude, man.
Yeah, he is, man.
I mean, outside of that other thing, but he's good. He's good.
All right, let's get to it. First up, this is an easy one. So, my wife's out of town. She's actually in Texas. She'll be back tomorrow, right?
Right.
And we always have this, kind of friendly banter whenever one of us goes out of town and enters into another time zone on who should call who first.
Mm.
I'm like, you're an hour behind me. Mm-hmm. I'm up before you, likely, so you should call me because I don't assume that you're up yet because you're an hour back.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, no, man. The person that is back in the time zone should be the one to call first.
Yeah. I always, because my wife travels for work a lot too, I don't want to call it 7 a.m. if it's 6 a.m. out there. It makes no sense.
Right. I agree. Now, look, you call me when you get up. I'm going to be up. We're East Coast time, right? So especially if you're going west. I mean, hell, you can get to Alabama and they change the time.
Exactly.
So, I just feel like that's probably the proper thing to do, the proper etiquette.
Yeah. We had one of those conversations this morning.
Like she wanted you to call her?
She was like, why didn't you call me?
Oh, you know what that was?
Yeah. But you said you went to that game last night. What else did you do?
Uh-huh. That's what that was. That's exactly what that was.
All right. Linda Cohen, her future with ESPN uncertain. Of course, she is still under contract, even though the LA edition of SportsCenter is going to be ending. She has been with the network, guys, for over 30 years, which is just remarkable. Mm. So, just she's been one of my favorites. Yeah, man, no man, Linda Cohen, still one of the best OGs of the four letters.
Yeah, man, that's, you know, we've had a chance back in the old days when we worked with ESPN, that she'd be in town a lot, and we'd get a chance to hang out with her at the Palm. Carl, huge hockey fan.
Huge.
Talk Rangers, Islanders, talk Mets and Yankees. That's why, you know, when I got in trouble for my thing about, you know, TV sports and ladies broadcasting, Linda Cohen's got personality. Mm-hmm. It's not about, you know, having a problem with a woman on a broadcast. It's like Doris Burke. But bring some levity and some fun. And obviously, we know they're all intelligent, but some people don't have the charisma. Linda Cohen's likable.
Right.
You know, and she's been likable her entire career. And she's knowledgeable.
Yeah.
And I always enjoy it. I hate to lose a brand because they're losing all the OGs. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm just looking and thinking about this because through my time there, I had a chance to work with her numerous times. She was always – she's like one of the most liked people there.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I'm just saying like mm-hmm. on campus,
right.
At ESPN campus, she's one of the most liked people there. Now, she went to L.A., which is right. – they shut that down.
Right.
But she's been there, you said, what, since 92? Oh,
yeah.
It's a long time, man. And for any woman – mm-hmm. to last that long, real talk,
right?
She's on her game and she knows what she's doing, and I just feel like I don't know where this goes for her, but we love her and she's done an amazing job. And to Mike's point, I'll double down on the hockey thing. She wrote a book,
right.
Conehead. I mean, like, Linda's great, man. So yes, one of the original OGs. Now, they've had a lot of incredible women come through,
right?
But we're talking about, like, you know, even like these are the foundational people, right? That if they're not there doing their thing, I don't know if these other ladies get an opportunity to come along and have the opportunity. So she's one of those, man. But yeah, I don't know where this goes, but absolutely, I'm gonna say yeah, man. I hope she is whatever they do with her, and she's one of the original OGs.
All right, ESPN and Fox appear to be hesitant to loan any of their talent to Netflix for the Christmas Day broadcast. Of course, you know Netflix is going to have the doubleheader.
CBS, you got Netflix?
Yes, I do.
Price going up or no?
I hadn't noticed yet.
Okay, I'm just asking because they're getting these football games, and all of a sudden now watch Netflix
right.
is going to be up.
You're right.
We're changing the price $2.
I think
right.
we have two Netflix memberships in my home because I don't know my wife's password, so I had
you're paying for two.
Yes, apparently I am.
Mm.
Well, I just, you know, I don't know.
Do you guys watch separately?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes, very okay. often. Yes. Just like the other night, Echo Valley. Don't watch Echo Valley. That's on Apple. Doesn't matter. Don't watch it.
All right, so CBS is scheduled to produce the football broadcast for them. So yeah, man, no man, Netflix should just rely on the CBS talent and not worry about whether or not they get ESPN or Fox talent for the broadcast. Now, and just keep in mind, last year CBS produced it, and it was Ian Eagle, J.J. Watt, Nate Burleson, and Gene Stessator who were on the calls.
Right. For Netflix? Oh, they brought those broadcasters
yeah.
right. over.
Yeah.
I think I like the CBS team bringing over.
Me too.
I mean, that was the only concern about how that was going to be handled.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Ian Eagle does a fantastic. I mean, he does a good job. I'm with it.
I like Ian Eagle as well. Yeah. Look, this is how they do this, right? I mean, Netflix is they don't have enough games to hire their own guys
right.
or people, so they're going to bring over a cast of characters to call these games. Yeah, I think that's the way. They shouldn't be worried about it. I think this is the way to do it. And we'll see. They haven't announced this year who the teams are going to be.
Yet, no.
Okay. Yeah. I do like the.
Well, teams wise, yes. Oh, you mean the
broadcast
teams? No, not
yeah.
yet.
Yeah. I like this, man. I'm with
Mike. Don't we get the Chiefs, right? It's all big names, right? Once again?
Game wise?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. All right. Last one, real quick. With the Peachtree Road Race coming up on Friday, we know how competitive our very own Abe Gordon is.
Jeez.
Even in
this is Abe's ninth Peachtree.
Even in a charity related event, Abe would refuse to allow a 10-year-old to beat him in a race. Yeah, man. No, man.
Yeah, man. Abe's that dude. I mean, I heard Joe Patrick because Abe was filling in on the morning shift with Steak. And apparently, had a Joe Patrick had a bunch of guys over to watch the MMA fights the other night.
Okay,
and then Abe brought his own food. He had like his own like sort of peanut butter or something,
goodness.
And he wasn't sharing it. Like he had his, and he's not drinking because his body has to be pure for the people.
For the race.
I mean, he's just a barrel of laughs. This guy.
He would want to beat a 10-year-old. That's just who he is, and it's unfortunate. Like you couldn't lose and just be like, oh man, kid, you got a bright future. You know
right,
what?
Right,
You're
right.
so fast. Like he would be like, oh, you got to work harder. Yes. Right. Abe would do that.
Good lesson learned.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with my guy. There's no doubt in my mind, as competitive as he is. The whole food thing is weird because he said that to me, too. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I got to train for the race. So we're going to see. I hope. Wish him luck. And we wish all of you who are participating.
Yes. He's going for his own. Well, I hate running. I don't like people. PR, personal record. Yeah. Runners. I never understood the running culture, Carl.
It's tough. It's a different mindset.
I've dated people that did triathlons and ran. It's just very serious people.
Yeah.
Very serious.
Yeah, I just always have thought, and look, I enjoy running. I know it for me, and maybe not work for everybody, but like when I run and I get into that whole, yeah, I'm going to run twice or three times a week, it works, mm-hmm. right? When I'm talking about trying to get in shape. But I got to be honest. This is my thing, Mike. When I think about these kinds of races and I think about like somebody just going, hey, man, show's done. Why don't you run home? I'm going to run to my house, like right. that 22, 23 miles or whatever. Right. And I'm driving this every day. And I'm like, there are people who run this.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, there's no big deal.
Yeah. And look, it is what it is. Just call it like it is. I know you guys won't. I'll jump into this breach.
What?
Runners are pretentious.
Uh-oh.
They're pains in the ass.
Hey, man, I married a runner. Watch out.
I'm just telling you, man. Arrogance, condescending. You know, the 13.1 sticker on the back of the car. Oh, you run half marathons. How exciting. That's why you're driving so slow in the left lane.
That's my yeah, man, no, man for a Wednesday, guy.
All right, Danny, good stuff.
Runner's advice is, Carl, number one and number two on my list.
Address all of those emails to Mike Bell.
You runners. And by the way, have a sandwich, some of you guys. You look so freaking skinny.
Well, that's the other thing.
Come on.
I'm with you. Oh.
And when I wave in my neighborhood at a runner, you don't get like the full commitment. It's like, what are you freaking get ready for the Boston Marathon?
Yeah, they're running.
Ah, runners. I don't like them,
Carl. They're running 20 miles. They're running. Go run 20 miles and see how you feel.
Basic human interaction for 3 seconds of waving to someone isn't that hard to ask for.
Hey, man, coming back, we got a lot more to chop up. Braves, oh, my goodness, these injuries. And we'll let you hear Brian Snicker and what he had to say because we're fascinated with it. And I think he's on to something. We'll tell you about it next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.